this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment, doing a bit of overdrive here. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Lord willing, I'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. with a weekday transmission. Big broadcast week coming up. Oh, boy. I tell you, just seeing our borders wide open, seeing the Border Patrol going after the media, seeing the Border Patrol pay to ship people deeper into the U.S., seeing them leave the gates open at night. They've been given orders to get rid of the border, North American Union. Kent, any other points you think are important to make or breaking news you're going to have when you get back to Austin? Any little prelude to there or anything Jacobson, running camera, would like to say about his observations?
Well, first, I want to point out that sign right there. I don't know if you can see it on air. That is the largest gun control sign I've ever seen in my life. It's exactly the kind of signs that Michael Bloomberg would love to see on every street corner in America.
Yeah, earlier, before your Skype degraded, it was crystal clear. It said, warning, firearms, ammunition are illegal in Mexico. You will be arrested. And you should get some digital photos of that. That's a whole other story to show that they have the highest crime rate in the world. And there it is. Bloomberg should love it because only the drug dealers and the criminal government have the weapons.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they might as well put a sign on the Mexican side that says, welcome to the USA, criminals. And that big of a sign. The second point I wanted to make is that we talk a lot about Cloward and Piven. As far as I saw an article on InfoWars, I think about 2 weeks ago, about how Cloward and Piven is being used to bring in amnesty. But it goes beyond that. Cloward and Piven is being used to bring in the North American Union. We see the CIA in the past several decades basically collapse South America and Central America with their misdeeds. And then now we see Mexico is pretty much opening up their southern border because they're going to believe that El Norte will take care of the problem. So they're like, well, they're not going to stay in Mexico. They're just going to go up north. So why should we worry about
it? Yeah, now Senator Cornyn says give money to Mexico, billions, so that they'll make it more orderly. And they'll probably fund first-class tickets up here. The Republican leadership is deeply involved. This is the North American Union plan to take over this country on record. And that's a great point that you make about, listen, we say Cloward and Piven because I'd covered it over a decade ago. Glenn Beck had kind of popularized it. Agenda 21, all of it is create crises, offer the solution. It's the Hegelian dialectic. But Cloward and Piven is a very good example of the Democrats honing it down to an economic model. And that's what this is. And you watch, they've already said, amnesty is the way to fix the flood of illegals because you just make them legal.
Absolutely. And it goes back to what I said earlier about problem, reaction, solution. Senator Feinstein's looking at, terrorism, we have to give the NSA more funding and more power to save us from terrorists. It's a typical problem, reaction, solution.
And then they're funding and running and helping the terrorists. Well, you've got a lot to report when you get back. A lot of HD videos about to go live on InfoWars.com. If you're a radio listener and missed what we just played, we'll have the full report up there. But, again, great job. I know it's a dangerous area. I appreciate both of you. You want to Jacob's going to just aim the camera at the sign if he wants. Ask him if he's got any final points he wants to make.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Alex. It was pretty shocking to me last night when we drove up on that open gate. I was actually pretty startled. And my impression was, they just opened it up. Come on in. Why not just have a big red carpet for them? And this morning, doing a little thinking, it occurred to me we have a government that doesn't deport illegal aliens. They're actually importing illegal aliens. And it's pretty troubling, kind of a Twilight Zone
Yeah.
place in history that we're living in right now, and we should all pay attention to the fact that there are wide 50-yard holes just open for anybody to walk through on literally hidden little roads in the back of Texas.
And then now they're blocking them so the media can't get there. That's not just us, but others confirming it. It's no longer the Border Patrol. It's now the Immigrant Importation Agency. So that'd be IIA. They're going to change the name. We need a satire article. But it's not satire. Border Patrol to officially change name to Immigrant Importation Agency, part of the Department of Treason.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive to discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're fighting in the streets with our children at our feet. In tomorrow, the name worship will be gone.
Congressman who looks like he's set to get back into Congress, kind of a proto or trailblazing pre-Tea Party individual who exposed a lot of tyranny. He's going to be talking about the VA scandal we're supposed to forget about, the border scandal, the Iraq situation, and so much more. And again, thank you for joining us. I will be live this Sunday as well, and that is 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time from this studio, and I intend to send reporters back down, finding out who wants to go right now, back down to the border this Sunday to be live on the air with us from the border, where the head of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, has now basically visited. And we're trying to find his itinerary. It looks like he's going to be down here engaged in photo ops for a couple days. We're going to try to go to these press conferences and ask him or any other so-called feds who aren't doing their job to control the border. That's in the Constitution, one of the three things the feds are supposed to do. We're going to go down there and basically ask the question. We have the emergency manager of McAllen, Texas, on record saying that 90-plus percent of the illegals that get off Border Patrol buses that they've been picked up at the border are given tickets to go into the interior of the United States. People who are illegal. And those articles have gone viral via Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, DrudgeReport.com. The Daily Mail's picked up on it. WorldNet Daily's picked up on it and shown photos and videos of trains coming up to the border with literally thousands of people sitting on top of them. We're talking 50 people per car or so sitting on top of the cars. I mean, this is incredible. And Obama, because he doesn't want to get the blame, because we're putting the blame on him. See, if we had just sat back and said, we wonder why there's a flood. Well, he stopped most deportations, even of aggravated felons. That means a violent felon, a homicidal felon, an assaulting felon, a raping felon, an arsonist felon. Aggravated means it could kill somebody or they did kill somebody. Aggravated. You assault somebody with your fist, unless you're a known boxer that can kill people and has killed people before. In almost every court case, you're not going to get charged with an aggravated felony because you can say you didn't try to kill them premeditatedly. But you start trying to beat somebody over the head with a tire iron, with a crowbar, the jury's going to believe you reasonably knew that that could kill somebody. And these are aggravated felons, child molesters, whole nine yards, who are fleeing justice in collapsing Latin America. And so we pointed this out last week and this week. Many times I said, it's a political process. And if we point out it's on purpose, and if we can prove that, which it obviously is, as congresspeople and senators are now saying, and Joe Arpaio is saying in Arizona on the front line of this, we're stating the obvious, but the public doesn't know the obvious. And state-run media, and people like Harry Reid and Obama, they don't want the public to know this. So we just keep stating the obvious here. You keep stating the obvious yourself. And then, as this all unfolds, Obama's not going to be able to just get the first new waves in to encourage a mass wave that makes this huge wave look tame in comparison. We're saying 10, 20 times bigger. It's going to be 3 times bigger because there's a depression across the Caribbean and Latin America and many other parts of the world. You think it's bad here? It's nothing. Look up, Caribbean crime rates have more than doubled the last 5 years. I know because occasionally I go to the Caribbean with my family and I look up crime rates and I've gone to places that were nice 10 years ago that are scary now. I love Mexico, folks. I won't go there now because the people have a bad attitude. They're angry. They blame America and El Norte and the gringo on average. And they've had their jobs taken, whether they're fishermen or they're factory workers, and they're angry. They're angry at everybody. They have riots every day in Mexico, folks, with tanks and troops on a monthly basis shooting people. To the point it's not even in our news anymore. So I don't want to go to a collapsing war zone. Well, that war zone is coming here with the mass graves being dug up and all the rest of it. So Obama's coming out, wink, wink, now and saying he knows nothing about this and you can come here, but you're going to be turned back and sent back. Well, that's not true. The Border Patrol, who on average are one of the better federal agencies because they're constitutional, and I just have looked at them, they got a lot of problems, but compared to the ATF, they're literal angels. And the Border Patrol has been calling for help. They're quitting. They've sent us letters and documented who they are. They've blown the whistle to us. ICE people have. They're the most freaked out because they're watching MS-13 pour across. They're watching police get shot, citizens get robbed, houses getting burned down. They are watching extremely arrogant garbage as all of this unfolds. And a lot of the hardworking Latin American immigrants that have come here legally or even came here illegally in the past but didn't get free welfare, they're upset about what's going on as well because they recognize the dregs Let me tell you what a dreg is. The dreg is a criminal. The dregs are people that don't have any skills and have diseases. Boy, do I feel sorry for them, but we're collapsing. You don't collapse this lifeboat and sink this lifeboat to try to jack up Mexico. See, that's why I was against the killing of Gaddafi and putting in Al-Qaeda to make it 10 times worse on record now. To admit it, it's a total hellhole. Because Gaddafi was probably a bad guy 35 years ago when he took power. But he did spend about 98% of the money that he controlled. Only time socialism works is if you do have a beneficent dictator in an already hellish anarchy area who builds public works and actually gives the general public jobs and builds colleges. And Gaddafi lived in a tent most of the time. And if you saw his so-called armored palace for his, quote, safety, it was a 15-foot wall and what looks like a swimming pool that wouldn't be that fancy in Westlake, Austin. And I'm not lionizing him or glorifying him. He got totally delusional, started meeting with Obama 6 years ago, meeting with Sarkozy, well, I'll say 6 years before he was killed. It's about 9 years ago now. And he started investing their money in Goldman Sachs and started going to meetings in Europe and actually believed, because he was able to meet with Davos people and Bilderberg people, that he was working with the West. He gave up all his weapons, his high-tech weapons, nerve gas, you name it. And you saw what happened to him. And Gaddafi was literally jacking up out of the mud 80% of Africa. He was building that continent up and literally, for whatever reason, was taking not just the money from in Libya, but he was doing true development all over Africa. And he was trying to form an African union not run by the globalists. They're trying to set that up too. They have one enslavement system. He was setting up a real African union where the countries really voted, they really elected people, and they really came together. And, man, Africa's a beautiful country. I would love, I get chills when I talk about this. I believe in humanity. I want to empower humanity. I want to see Africa that's a jewel with the resources and the beauty and the people. But corruption has been in control of Africa forever. They never got out of it. Everywhere else was under corruption. The exact same executions, torture, slavery, barbarism went on in Mesoamerica, went on in Europe, went on in Asia, went on everywhere. Until the Renaissance, ladies and gentlemen, and until the ideas of Christendom merge with the Renaissance, because Christendom had its own dark age and its own problems, and out of that came what we see as Western civilization that is in total retreat and decline right now, being replaced by the technocracy, eugenicist, scientific dictatorship system that I stand firmly against. But I also, at a fundamental gut organic level, you can call it a spiritual level, realize that if I have a greedy thought to suppress someone at my advancement, an evil thought, that it will only come back on society and on myself. I call that God-fearing. It's an instinct that you reap what you sow. It's a fact of the universe. It's a law, even if you don't believe in spiritual forces. It's real. And so, just because they've set up a system where the minority groups are hyped and ready for tribalism and racism, doesn't mean that I have to buy into that and hate them. It doesn't mean, though, that I don't put up defenses and speak directly to people and say, look, here's how the game works. And it doesn't mean a group of Klansmen trying to kill some old black man walking down the road aren't a threat to him. But it isn't an expression of white people. Just like a group of blacks, which is much more common now, just like Klansmen of old attacking whites and killing them brutally because they're dehumanized animals in their eyes, tit for tat. Just like I personally don't want to do it, but if a group of black young racists tries to beat me and my family to death, I'll just shoot them. Just like a black man should shoot a group of Klansmen trying to lynch him. But it doesn't mean I kill them with pleasure. It doesn't mean that it's something I enjoy. It's something I've got to do. And I'm going to stop preaching and mention the headlines when we come back that are huge. But Obama is saying, wink, wink, I'm going to deport you. Wink, wink, don't come up here. As he gives awards to illegal alien children 2 days ago at the Dream Act ceremony. And as the word goes out, bring it on. We're going to collapse the U.S. into the North American Union, as General Petraeus said in the London Telegraph yesterday, and David Knight covered on the nightly news last night. We'll give the number out when we come back, take a lot of your calls.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you,
the number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Bringing us in. Folks always ask what that is. Willie Nelson one time was on air and he went out to break with that and he went, "What is that? An ice cream truck?" That interview's out there. Willie Nelson said, "I knew your show was big, but I had no idea it was so big. Yeah, I get a lot of death threats when I come on. My family tells me not to come on, but we need to talk about what's going on." That movie Endgame, what a world, folks. All right, here's the deal. I want to open the phones up for first-time callers on this Friday, specifically on any issue you wish to discuss. But I would like to hear your take, if you are predisposed, about Obama saying, you know what, you don't send your kids up here. Because you can send them, but we're going to deport them. When it's on record, they've almost ended all the deportations, even of aggravated felons. And we've got video, we're going to play it in a moment again, of the Border Patrol with buses coming in, letting the kids get off, not even checking who they are, and letting them get in vans and drive off. And then we have the emergency manager saying the feds, he's told, give them the Greyhound tickets or vouchers, and that most of them, when they get off at his city, already have them. From the Border Patrol. We got the guy's name and everything. And then we have the federal purchase order back from January saying prepare for kids in Texas to be shipped into the U.S. to their families who are illegals. And Senator Ted Cruz yesterday had a chance to ask a few questions of Jay Johnson, who we are sending reporters today where he's having a press conference. But it's just classic, create a crisis, offer the solution. And I've got in the stack, all over the news, but in my stack, they've got three mainstream articles going, by Republicans going, isn't it time for amnesty? You don't like Obama having it by fiat, do you? Totally open borders. Better give them what they want. It's good for us. They've already legalized the illegals by fiat. And under this amnesty, it lets everybody here who is the illegal stay and bring in their families. So it's just as bad as this. It's the same thing. But they're saying, we don't care if Congress won't pass what we want. We'll do it by fiat, which is called dictatorship. I mean, this is such a sensational time to be alive. I don't use the word sensational in a good way. I mean, I've seen a few fatal, sensational car wrecks. I told the story of people racing a Corvette and a Z28, I think it was, down the I-30 bridge from Rockwall to Rowlett. And when I was in a truck, like 14, with my buddy driving. We were driving into Rowlett to pick up some girls on a Saturday afternoon and take them to a movie. And needless to say, we didn't make the movie. And two guys we knew from high school shoot past us going about 130 in medium traffic. And that Corvette almost hits two cars, cuts in front, and has a blowout. And stands up on its nose, spinning. But there was a railroad trestle on the side with some grass. Most of it was open to the water, or everybody would have died. And I saw that Corvette go spinning and then just exploding with gasoline and people flying around. This is about 150 yards ahead of us. They shoot by us, turn, blow up. I see the car disintegrate, get out, run over, blood spraying out of people's necks, the whole nine yards. I don't tell that story to be macabre. I tell that story because I run into people that get a cut on their finger and they almost pass out and they freak out. And I wonder, my God, what are they going to do in life when they get cancer? Or when their kid runs through a, you know, plate glass window in front of them, or when they get a compound fracture. I mean, that's why I found working with veterans and military people so good. The media says they're horrible and don't hire them and they're devils and they kill you any minute. Is that they just don't think little stuff's a big deal. And they're usually can-do people because they've already seen so much real stuff. And then I saw another fatal accident one time with little kids, because it happened about 500 yards ahead of me, so I stopped and pulled over and had to be there for a while, and it was just little dead kids all over the place, minivan. And I just, so when I say sensational, when I say spectacular, ladies and gentlemen, but it's things like that that give us the character. Not that it's a good thing. It just changes you. You know, like watching your grandfather die and take their last breath. Things like that has fundamental effects. And so many people are living in the false reality of their iPhones. They have no idea the real world's going on all around them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
What causes my concern about our government? I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
If they keep in touch with you, you get your emails, you get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about 4 more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
I've got all these amazing stories I want to get to, and we'll try. One of them is a major Canadian news network. It has blamed themselves and the media for the string of mass shootings by admitting that it creates hype to basically promote it. I don't think you can blame mainstream media, because actually mass shootings are flat. But the weird events we see with the pill head, video game head, goth kids killing people, that is actually up. And that is a copycat type deal, because the idea is being put out there of this is something you can do if you're depressed and upset, just like death education. Even ABC News has admitted in studies caused suicide to increase in public schools. Because you start teaching people how to commit suicide, never thought about it, when they're 11, 12 years old, some of them are going to go do it. It's real simple. I want to give the number out and take your phone calls on any issue you wish to discuss, from the situation in Iraq with the Al-Qaeda forces being turned loose, the globalists, to all the announcements the terrorists are going to hit us any minute, so we better give all our rights up when the terrorists are going to be empowered by our own government. I mean, just it's so crazy. While they arrest people that are trying to go join ISIS in the U.S., saying they're trying to give material support to terrorists, they're arresting people in Austin. We reported that yesterday. They're trying to join ISIS, but then the government's openly arming them. That's the type of weird Neverland, oxymoron, down the rabbit hole, Tea Party weirdness. And I don't mean the liberty-based Tea Party. I mean the Tea Party from Alice in Wonderland. Speaking of mainstream media being in trouble because they won't report on the real news, there was a Gallup poll out yesterday that literally showed that Congress has a 7% approval rating. That's less popular than dog manure. That's actually a statistic. Steve Watson has it in his article at InfoWars.com. Gallup poll shows confidence in TV news at all-time low. The previous low was 2012, where a combined 21% said they had great deal or quite a lot of confidence in television news. In 2013, it was 23%. Now it's dropped to 18%. And let me tell you, those are some really gullible people. And that's what they say. A lot of advertising, I don't do this, but I'm people that do it. They say there's about 20% that you can sell anything to. You could sell snow cones to Eskimos without any syrup on top, any cherry syrup on top. Even though they have plenty of ice, you can sell it to them 20%. And that's the people that the con artists feed on. And I mean, a con artist can go in a room, just like a magician can go in a room, and pick the suggestible people. And then basically get them to do whatever they want. And we've all had people in our families preyed upon by that. And it's one of my biggest pet peeves, is watching really good people that I love in my family and extended family fed on by con artists. And that's probably the group that I hate the most. And I've been psychoanalyzing why I am so racked with guilt and I'm so privately neurotic and get so angry if people by mistake around here or myself do something that's unethical. That's why I get so upset. I've never been an uptight, guilty person. I've just been trying to be an upstanding person. Is that I so dislike con artists and scammers and frauds that I don't want to look in the mirror and ever see that. Because my identity is about being honorable and good. Doesn't mean that I'm a perfect person. And I know I keep going back to this, but the change in me to try to be even better is the change in you. It's all of us in a process. People are either getting better and waking up and becoming more connected, less separated from each other, more empathetic, or they're becoming less empathetic, less connected. I know I'm stating incredibly simple things here, but I was talking to a friend this morning about how his son and daughter-in-law come to see him. And just a few years ago, they'd come to town a few times a year. And they would, you know, this guy's a lot older than me. They would talk to him at dinner and his wife. They would talk to him. And they would have a discussion and they would really connect. And now he and his wife sit there on their phones and click and text and that he doesn't have a relationship basically with his son anymore, and that we're losing our humanity to these smartphones and the computers and all the rest of it. And it's one thing if you use it as a tool to reach out and a tool to connect. That's what this show's all about. But still, the medium itself is dangerous. It's about being real, about being complex, about being three, four-dimensional, five-dimensional, not one-dimensional. But people are so one-dimensional now where they're not even there. And they will only go find people that validate them in their delusion. And I don't want this radio show to be like a niche radio broadcast where I sit here and I validate the liberty movement. We need to look at ourselves as well. But this is really how we're going to turn civilization around, is the police not just validating each other, but really looking in the mirror and saying, when you check out of here, as Gerald Celente always says, what did you stand for? And don't you want to pay it forward for your children and their children and other children? I mean, isn't that really what matters? Isn't winning, being honorable, being good, loving beautiful things, helping beautiful people, helping innocent people, helping good people? When I say beautiful, I mean beautiful-hearted people. And being part of this great journey that's an unbroken chain to our species since its beginning. There's a great kinsmanship and a spiritual connection to the ancestors that all primitive peoples have known that is a great form of solace, even alone in a dungeon. When you're doing the right thing, you're there with all your kin. The old Norse saying, cattle die. Kinsmen die and cattle die, but I know there's one thing that never dies. It's the fame of a dead man's deed. But it's not the fame that you were great or the fame that you could lift a big rock. The greater fame was that you were honorable. We have become a dishonored people. We've dishonored our young. Imagine if wasps started killing their pupa, killing their larva, and saying, these aren't wasps. You would say that's a species destroying itself. So what is an elite that programs us to destroy ourselves? They've decided we're ugly and failed and bad. And by making that decision with them governing our civilization, that will then default ensure that that happens instead of struggling to be great and good, which in that struggle we reach for the stars and we will not attain them, but our progeny will. So I take your call. Toll free number 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. There are agents of deception amongst us everywhere who seek to hurt the innocent. And the animating contest is now here. And don't miss the train. Don't be a spectator. Because being a spectator means you lose your soul. It means you lose choosing your destiny. Being the captain of your soul, as it's been said. I read a poem last week about that. And the captain isn't in control of everything, but is making the decisions in their heart and in their mind, which is the only decision that ever matters. Because it is about your development on this planet. This is a test. And biologically, we live forever as long as the planet and the species isn't destroyed. And it is like the allegory of something like the new film, Edge of Tomorrow, that we are our ancestors, not reincarnated, but our genetic ancestors and the race memories and all of it combined with other humans trying to get it right to go to the next level. And that's God's beautiful plan of nanotech, that we are universal, living, conscious creatures, like a composite eye of God, giving God that created the universe and is the universe a view from our perspective into the world. But independent from God at the same time. A shadow of the Creator, but still creators in our own right. And you have the evil ones that, like ring wraiths, serve the ring and the dark force at the core of it. Then you have those of us that attempt and some attain the capability by the grace of the Creator to then not become slaves, but to become closer in the orbit to what it is to be good. So you will descend or you will ascend. There is no stagnant. There is no set point in life or business or relationships. They either get better or they get worse. The lukewarm is what God spits out of his mouth because it doesn't exist. The lukewarm is not in the universe. There's not a knife edge of the lukewarm. It doesn't exist. You lie to yourself when you don't choose, because if you don't choose, you've still made a choice. And the fake liberal system is a counterfeit of a liberal system. It is the fraud. It is anathema. It is bondage. It is death. It is debilitating poverty. You look at people that live under welfare, and you look at their ancestors just 3-4 generations back. I've seen the photographs. I've seen the case studies. And they are upright, smart people with their eyes on fire 3-4 generations ago. I don't care if they're poor whites in the Appalachians or poor blacks in Dallas, Texas. They now look like someone has sucked their soul out. And they've got butts 4 feet wide. And they've got diabetes and die when they're 40 years old. They have literally been torn into pieces. They have had their souls sucked out of them from a very young age to feed a system that wants to destroy them in a desecration of the Creator's creation, of vandalization of beautiful creatures. Now, I'm not signing on to that. God fear isn't even so much, in my gut, fear of the Creator. It is fear of the free will to join the evil and that abyss. And then you recognize the evil in you and become fundamentally fearful that you are not shedding enough of it before you roll off this mortal coil. It's for that reason I repent of all my thoughts that have been bad, my greed, my selfishness, and my flesh. And compared to most people, people would consider, if you knew me, to be an extremely upright person. But the humbleness is because I know it is dirty rags. I can see reflected in the universe the face of the master builder, the grand architect. And I can see how great I am, but also how weak I am. And I'm going to get emails saying the grand architect's a Masonic term. No, it says that in the Bible. Of course, all the systems have taken those names and every symbol and appropriated under their own grooves. I am not going to be judged anymore by other people taking symbols. The New World Order takes the American flag and uses it for evil. People say, I don't want to see that flag. How about we remember it for the good things it symbolized? We need to take back the culture, take back the symbols, and take back the truth, because the enemy claims they have it and they don't. The truth was always with us from the beginning. The power was always with us from the beginning. And the solutions were always those of us that have a heart towards justice. And even though we do bad, and even though sometimes we stumble, we look back on it with a true heart and repent like David, who was a man who did terrible things in passion, but truly repented, and so was a man after God's own heart. That is the secret to turning this evil around, is getting our heart right. Let's talk to Brent in Texas, then Nelson, Bill, Frank, and Phil. Brent, thanks for calling in on this Friday edition. Welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. The reason that I'm calling is because I stumbled across a video on YouTube, and what it basically is there's a guy named Sergeant Major Payne, and this guy claims to be the first soldier in Afghanistan as well as the first soldier on the ground in Iraq. He's affiliated with the special forces. And this guy claims that in the video that he believed he was giving an interview to a church, but it turned out that it was an Oath Keepers meeting. Now, in this video, the gentleman actually says that there are Spetsna troops, special forces troops from NATO and other countries that are stationed all over the United States. And I know this is a topic that you've covered before, but this gentleman actually goes into details of how he's personally seen them, the troop numbers, the bases that these troops are located at. It's really a wealth of knowledge. There's a lot of his personal views.
Sure. I'll have to look into it. And I don't want to sit here and make judgments before I've seen it, but generally claiming I'm the first here, I'm the first there. Troops have never left Afghanistan or Iraq ever. There's always troops there. There's always undercover people there. The foreign troops are openly in the NLE tabletop exercises that FEMA made public in 2009. So there's mainstream articles about how they plan to use North American Union Stabilization Forces, as RAND Corporation calls it, and we give folks documents, or we tell people where the listed FEMA camps are. If the person's giving facts, if the person is breaking down the specifics, then great, we can go check them and verify them. I don't know specifically, but thank you for the call. We'll look into it. All right, Bill, James, Frank, Phil, others. I'm going to try to race to your calls on the other side. Don't forget InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. down, 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 and the flames went higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
The taste of love is sweet
fire.
When hearts like ours meet. I now realize, and I'm just going to leave it at this, that the entire quest of life is to build societies of honorable, good, decent people, and to have friends and family you can count on. That is true wealth. And every civilization that was great knew that. In fact, civilization was never built on anything but that. The Greeks, the Romans were very upright at first. They only became nightmare corrupt at the end. And I just think, God, your lucky stars, whatever you want to call it out there, that I've had such a great life and been around so many good people. And I don't know why I'm talking about this so much today. It's just that I've been really upset this week about everything that's happening, and I just have had a lot of peace this morning that everything will turn out okay in the end. My greatest frustration is the world is so complex, and it's so hard to properly articulate what I'm trying to get across to people on the issue-by-issue basis. And I know how the enemy's already spun everything, so how do I decode that and try to reach through so people have that epiphany? I want freedom for humanity, because that is the oxygen of liberty. I want people, just like you want people to be free. So what do we have to do? We have to become aggressive, but also in our aggression against evil, we don't want to cut corners and become evil. We don't want to use the ring of Mordor to defeat the evil. Because when you stare into the abyss, you become the abyss. So we have to have that debate. I'll tell you where we start. We stop the late-term abortions. We stop using abortion as birth control. We start valuing human life again. We stop killing old people in death panels. We start demanding quality products again. See, we've just settled for crap, myself included. Crap food, crap culture, crap everything. And we've turned into fat slobs. And I don't just mean physically fat slobs. Spiritually, I'm a fat slob. I know what quality is. I know what beauty is. But I am too lazy to even demand it. And so the world rots. And the same goes for you out there, folks. We know how to fix things. I need to shut up and go to calls. I apologize. Bill in Minnesota, you're on the air. I'll quit preaching. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First-time caller. I'm a little nervous. Great to talk to you. If I could, I'd like to give you a little my little story quickly about police state, and then talk about my experience with people not wanting to open their eyes to what's going on. My background here in Minnesota is a musician. I go by the name of Stick Up Kid. I've got some CDs out there and iTunes and all that. But I was a stay-at-home dad, and my wife took over the family business as a land developer. So we were doing pretty well. Her business was doing well. Next thing I know, we're having troubles in our marriage, and the locks were changed on me. And all of a sudden, I'm homeless. So I'm trying to, you know, save the marriage, figure out what's going on, work it out. And I show up, and she's having an affair with a cop. And from then on, I've lost everything. So,
But all you need to understand, as bad as it's been for you, that cop and everybody are going to have horrible lives now. And it's all going to come back on them. But let's talk about it when we come back. That's just part of the general evil. But I want to hear how they use the system and what they did to you. You know, they tell women to change men like you change a wardrobe.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball...
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda.